Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we near the finish line of the 2023 legislative session, it's interesting to watch the pace of activity slow down in some respects and speed up in others. We'll talk about both, but first, please grab a pencil and paper because we'll have an important call to action at the end of this broadcast. So, back to the pace of the legislature. At this point in the session, the workload of the committees decreases and legislators find themselves with more time on their hands. Instead of hearing four or five bills per day, some committees are down to one or two bills, and others have stopped meeting altogether. The name of the game now is hurry up and wait. By contrast, the pace of the bills moving through the system is actually speeding up. A case in point was Governor Gianforte's amendatory veto of Senate Bill 99, which we discussed yesterday. He issued the amendatory veto on Monday afternoon, and by yesterday afternoon, roughly 24 hours later, both the House and Senate had approved the governor's proposed amendment and sent the bill back to him for final approval. And all of that was done under the legislature's normal rules of procedure. Soon, bills will move even faster as both houses suspend the rules to allow more work to be done in an even shorter period of time. Under normal rules, chairmen give the public 2 days' notice before a hearing, but in the final days and hours of a session, committees can meet at the call of a chair, which means we can have as little as 15 minutes' notice. It's nerve-wracking, and it keeps everyone on their toes. As for us at the Montana Family Foundation, we started the session with 48 bills. We quickly killed the bad ones and have been slowly moving the good ones toward the finish line. Four more of our bills passed and headed for the governor's desk yesterday. One of them, as we mentioned, was Senate Bill 99, which bans irreversible gender transition procedures on minors. House Bill 443 stops religious discrimination against realtors. House Bill 628 is the Infant Safety and Care Act, which requires compassionate care for infants who survive abortions. And House Bill 225 establishes a tax credit to encourage adoption. We still have 11 bills in play, including one of the most controversial. Senate Bill 458 will define the terms sex and male and female in state law. We talked about it before, and it's number one on the Liberals' list of bills to be killed. They've tried to trade every vote possible in an attempt to stop this bill, but so far to no avail. Who would have ever guessed such simple definitions could be so controversial? For a better understanding of the issue, we encourage everyone to check out Matt Walsh's documentary entitled, What is a Woman? It's available on YouTube. Which brings us to our call to action. This bill cleared the House Judiciary Committee yesterday, so it should be on the House floor by tomorrow. We're asking everyone to contact the Republican members of the House and ask them to vote yes on Senate Bill 458. That's the bill to define male and female. You can start with your representative and then leave the same message for up to 10 representatives at a time. Please call the Capitol switchboard at 444-4800. That's 444-4800 and ask the Republican members of the House to vote yes on the bill to define male and female. Time is short. Please call today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.